This is the Neds NRL Punting Podcast with Jarrell Yao Yi, Oscar Panifex, Liam Fogarty, and Jared Timms.
G'day, punters. Welcome to episode 30, season 2 of the Neds NRL Punting Podcast.
Oh my God.
Three games remaining in the 2023 NRL season. We are well and truly into the good stuff. But you punters have been listening to the good stuff for 30 weeks.
Yeah,
in
Now,
my name is Jared Timms. With me as he is every single week, Jarrell Yao Yi.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Haven't missed a potty. Have not missed a potty.
No,
it's just what I do, bruh. Honestly, consistency is key. I'm a freak. I don't know what else to say.
I'm actually sick with myself that I was crook that week.
I'm not. You know what? If I was sick, I still would have turned up.
Yeah.
That's what I would have done.
I don't think you blokes would have wanted me in here, honestly. It was a very, very grim
Well, session. It's nothing different to everyone. We never watch you in here.
It's too easy.
One of the great setups.
It writes
there for
itself.
You. Also with us, as he is each and every week, purveyor of the finest NRL content online.
Ooh. Oh.
All original. It's Oscar Panifex from Rugby League Writers.
Thank you for that. That just reminded me of the one the pod we did halfway through the year where I had to sneak out mid-recording.
Oh, yeah. My God.
I think the listeners
he
heard
sick?
Of that.
See? Yeah. He came.
Yeah, that happened
and
during.
And then he came also.
Oh, dearie me. Why can't we get through 90 seconds of this?
Nah, sex sells, baby. Let's go.
It doesn't between us four blokes. Finally, it is illegal for me to ask him how well he has taken to the first year of the NRL podcast. Liam Fogarty from Neds, how are you?
I cannot talk about it without crying, Jared. It's good to be here, boys.
Ambiguous tears. Happy or sad? Yeah. Not sure.
You have missed half the season, quite frankly, as well, haven't
that's
you?
That's all right.
That's okay.
We'll be back.
You're all right.
Tommy Turbo missed half the season.
Yeah.
It's true. One at Dally M.
Does that mean Liam's?
No, it does not. We all know that I'm the player's
player. You've already got the votes.
All right, guys, let's get into it. Six clubs have become four. The seasons of the Roosters and the Knights ended last week. I think we should just do what we did last week.
Yeah.
Talk about those two clubs, the Roosters. Unlucky not to win that game, Oscar.
Oh.
Yes.
Maybe. Yeah. Tell you what, when Sam Walker slotted that field goal, holy moly.
Yeah.
It was very Kuba Kronk vibes, wasn't it? Like, it wasn't like at death, and that's the kind of type of, you know, field goal Cooper takes. He likes to take him a little bit earlier and then bet on his defense to win the game in the end. But Melbourne, I mean, just like, never say die.
Yeah.
Never say die. And you know what? Every year we talk about this club, we think, oh, we don't know where they're going to be. And look where they are again. They put themselves in a position to make another grand final. Like, I've got to take my hat off to Craig Bellamy. Like, he's, I just don't, what, there's,
well,
there's
he keeps
something,
turning up. He's one of the great stayers, isn't he, Craig Bellamy?
He is a great stayer. Yeah. He's a goer.
Thoroughbred.
Thoroughbred.
We'll probably get to him in a moment because I saw your unpopular opinions video on coaches. But, I mean, Melbourne Storm, we talked about Harry Grant being poor the week before against Brisbane, was it?
Yes.
I'm blanking here.
Yes.
I thought he wasn't perfect in that game against the Chooks, but that little run that he did just before that Cameron Munster kick, Jace wrote about it at Rugby League Writers this week. Grant took a dart down the short left side. There were eight Roosters defenders between the left upright and the left corner post.
Yeah, wow.
So the space that Will Warbrick was in, like, you know, fair play to Junior Pauke. You know, he made a fair effort, but Will Warbrick's a giant of a human being.
Yeah, and I think those moments, you're going to learn. He'll learn from those moments as a young player. Like, you just sometimes you're just out of position. And, I mean, like,
Was he out of position or did he just get beat by an absolute...
Oh, I think he was tiny bit out of it. Like, he didn't give himself the perfect... But, like, it's hard to be in that position. He probably should have played a little bit of volleyball at high school because that's what I would have done.
Okay.
I would have just gone bang
and bashed
and
it away.
Punched it away as far as I possibly could. But he tried to do the right thing and get up and up for it. But yeah,
he slowed him down. Will Warbrick still had some work to do when he hit the ground, but the cover defense couldn't get there because of how far over to the other side of the field they were because of that Harry Grant scoot one play earlier.
Yeah,
I mean, I wrote in the blog this week, I can't rule out a team with Cameron Munster and Harry Grant in the spine. They're just so dangerous.
They are very dangerous. And it just shows every year they keep turning up, no matter if they haven't had the best year, both of them. It's sort of been, you know, 1 week on, you know, three weeks on, 1 week off. Yep. Unfortunately, that's just the way. But for them, they're always pretty consistent, you know, with how they play their footy, those two. And Harry's in, what, his fourth year of first grade?
Like, isn't that ridiculous?
It's ridiculous.
He's a 10-year player. Yeah,
like, it's ridiculous.
And,
so
and the rest.
It's
yeah.
nice.
Yeah.
It's nice to see that someone like him is human.
Mm.
Because you can't just play great footy all the time. And I think next year it'll just you know, they'll be better for the run. I mean, better for the run. They're playing in a prelim final. Yeah. By what I'm saying. So, you know, I don't take anything away from them this week. They'll still be red hot.
We all thought the Roosters were legitimate premiership shots this year. They snuck into the finals and they won week one. Should we consider this season a disappointment for them?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah. Yeah, I do. I mean, the best teams know that you've got to get off to a great start.
Yeah.
Have to. Like, you've heard some of the best in the game talk about how important it is to get your run early in the year. You can't leave it late. You can't do that. And unfortunately for the Roosters, you know, they had their problems through the year with injuries, and it sucks for them. But I mean, for them to finish where they did is, you know, I think for a fan, for the Roosters, probably a win. But I would say if they're internally, they're probably thinking it's a letdown.
Yeah. Do you have something to say? Oh,
yeah, like, sure, it's a disappointment on face value, but I think the Chooks learnt a lot about themselves. I think Trent Robertson learned a lot about his team this year. Like, they were down and out 8 weeks ago.
Yeah.
Sam Walker comes back in. They win three or four games in a row with him back in the side. Mm-hmm. I think Sandon Smith is a very, very exciting young talent.
Yeah.
His involvement in that game almost won it for the Chooks. I think we're going to see a lot more of him next year, particularly with Luke Keary getting on. I'm excited to see what they do next year. Satili Tupanua barely played a game. Mm. Angus Crichton was in and out of the side. Jared Warrior Hargraves wasn't there. I reckon they win that game if JWH plays last week.
Yeah,
probably.
Okay, very interesting. On Saturday, the Knights went over to New Zealand and they got absolutely walloped by the Wires. I don't think any of us saw that happening. I thought the Wires would win. I think I tipped them 1-12, didn't I, in the multi. But boy, they put on a performance. Oh, 10 in a row.
My tip.
We'll come to that later on. 10 in a row for the Knights before just, like I said, an absolute walloping. Have they just run out of gas there, do you think?
Yeah, maybe. I think they missed Daniel Saifidi in that game. Mm. His go forward's really important to their attack. And then Jackson Hastings being out as well. I don't think the Knights will see this as a disappointing season. Disappointing end to the season. But they were just beaten by a better Warriors side.
Out of the blocks. They came out of the blocks so hard, the Warriors. And I don't like to always say that the crowd can be that extra player, but I mean, the Warriors haven't had finals footy there for a long time.
No,
it looked like that
this year.
It was. It looked like they were at capacity.
Yeah,
and they played with some energy.
Yeah,
they were just on the back foot for the first 15, 20 minutes. The Knights, and there's no coming back from there. It's when you've got someone like Sean Johnson controlling the game. I mean, he got an early mark. It's a testament to himself of how he did control the game. But even their forwards.
God, he was so good.
Like, their forwards were amazing. Chance Nickel Clodsad ran over like 200 metres, 299.
Well,
insane.
I'd
mentioned this two or three weeks ago. His finals form in his last three or four finals games, I had a look this morning. So in that game last week, 32 runs for 299 metres, one try, one try assist, and 8 tackle busts.
Mm. Yeah.
In week one of the finals, in that loss, he had 24 runs for 175 metres and 5 tackle busts. And in the grand final, he had one finals game in 2020 for the Raiders where he was injured, so I didn't really look at those numbers. The grand final that the Raiders lost in 2019, 21 runs, 237 metres, 8 tackle busts, and that was in 69 minutes.
And you're going to see that again this week.
He just goes to another level.
Yeah, and then like we spoke about an unpopular, Andrew Webster, I think, is getting the best of every single player out of there. Like every individual is playing to their potential at the moment at the Warriors, and they're very dangerous.
Wade Egan, I mentioned in the chat. He is. I know we just talked about Harry Grant. Mm. Egan's the best hooker in the game now.
I mean, like, he's dangerous. He's very dangerous.
He every time Sean Johnson got the ball last week, he was in a pocket of space because Wade Egan was taking one or two steps out of dummy half, holding up both markers and drawing in the A and B defenders, throwing out the back of a lead runner, and Sean just had so
very
much
creative.
Time. Like, he barely had to do anything, Sean, on some of his involvements because of what Wade was doing.
Well, Sean Johnson's gone from being this player who makes big plays to making everything look so easy.
He does the little things right now.
Like, it's just like behind the forward pack. Like, he's passing the ball at the right time. His tempo is amazing. How he speeds up and slows down to the line. Like, it's incredible.
For the Montoya try.
Oh, gosh. I got goosebumps. That was amazing. That's like touch like. Do you know what I mean? When you watch touch footy players speed up and slow down at the line to create those gaps and those snaps and, splits, like, that's Sean Johnson's gone back to his best, but without having to do it all himself.
Yes.
That's why Sean Johnson is good. And they're going to be another, you know, power. If they want to stop anyone, they need to stop Egan, and they need to stop Sean Johnson from having that tempo.
Yep.
For the Knights, onwards and upwards next year.
Yeah. I think, look, we talked about Adam O'Brien getting the arse.
Yeah.
And 10 on the trot. I mean, like, I think that's one of the best runs you can go on in the NRL. I think, the Penrith were at
16 or 17 or something.
18 sounded familiar. Oh, I can't remember.
Yeah. And then you've got, I think, back in the day, Manly.
Yeah.
They went something crazy
as well.
Bulldogs did as well. But like those runs, I mean, if the Knights win this week, you probably go, well, that's one of the best runs we've seen into the finals ever.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's right up there. So I think they can take a lot out of it. It looks like KP and Bradman Best have been given the opportunity to play on that Australian squad,
so
Meninga, which is great for both of those players because very well deserved to get those green and gold jerseys. They're not easy to get. Like, it's so many superstars are going to be picked in that side. Mm. So, yeah, I think the back end of the season, you can look at the Knights for it was a successful one. They won't think so, but it's a successful one you're watching from the outside.
What a year for Bradman Best, indeed. Yep. Let's look ahead to the two prelims this weekend, guys. We're kicking off in Penrith on Friday night. The Panthers hosting the Storm.
Yep.
Huge. Oscar, how are you seeing this?
Yeah, I talked about this in the blog, which you can check out on the app or the website. I picked out deciding factors for each of these teams. For me, the Panthers, the beauty of their attack is how simple and repeatable it is.
Mm.
They don't like, you know, they come up with a couple of trick plays now and then, but for the most part, their whole game plan is kick to the corners, complete their sets, apply pressure with defense, and eventually their opposition will make a mistake.
Yeah. Yeah.
Their efficiency in good ball, so they don't score a lot of tries per tackles they have in their opposition good ball, but they spend so much time down there. They earn so many forced dropouts that eventually the pressure just tells. So I think, the beauty of their attack is how simple it is. I think if Nathan Cleary can continue kicking to the corners, they'll end up having enough field position for, I think, their right edge can crash over in this one.
Yeah.
Are we concerned about Cleary having been to hospital last weekend? No. It's sort of like, I remember when I heard that, I thought, oh my God, nothing has been said about it since, honestly.
It's
one of the great over-exaggerations, I'm thinking.
Yeah, maybe it is bad and Penrith are covering it up.
Maybe. You know? They're doing a great job of it if they are.
I'll say this. When you play finals footy and adrenaline takes over.
Mm.
He'll be fine. He'll get the right medication or needles or whatever he needs to get through that game.
Yep.
He won't even worry about it.
Fair.
They'll be raring to go. On Melbourne, I think they're going to have to play their best defensive game of the season to beat these guys.
Mm.
I also think they're going to have to play a bit of expansive footy out of trouble because we know, like we just said, they love to camp down in their opposition's 20, 30 metre line. Melbourne can do it, but it's going to have to be behind some pretty good forward pack and finding their front and quick play the balls.
The Storm of $5 to win.
It's crazy. It's incredible, isn't it? $5.
Yeah. Like, when would the Melbourne Storm ever been at $5?
Exactly.
And crazy.
And when was it such disparity in price in a preliminary final?
Yeah. No, that's incredible.
That is incredible. It just shows how much respect that Penrith have.
The bookies the people have for the Panthers.
Yeah. I will say this. I don't like that they've been given the opportunity. Oh, look, if I was a Penrith fan, I'd be filthy that they're playing at a Core Stadium.
Yeah.
I'd be filthy.
Yeah.
Like, I know it does nothing and they won't really care about it, but you can just bet you can bet your dollar that there'll be Melbourne people travelling to watch this game at a Core Stadium.
Yep.
It's not gonna be a blackout for Penrith. Like, I can tell you this, those Melbourne supporters they're passionate.
Yeah.
So they'll get there and there'll be a big group of them. I don't like those numbers for Mel. I think it's going to be a lot closer.
Yeah,
I think it's going to be a very close game. I don't think you can put that type of dollar value on a prelim when it's Melbourne Storm.
Yeah, true.
It is the key.
The line's 13.5 points as well, which is just ridiculous.
Yeah. It is ridiculous. And this is we've seen it over the years. Like, they might not be the team that they've been throughout the year, but they know how to play finals footy.
Yeah.
Melbourne do. So I'm not writing them off.
No. Yeah, I agree with you. I think their forwards are the key.
Yep.
Nelson, Asofa Solomona, his ability to skittle defenders and leave a player on the ground when he plays the ball.
You think he has to start?
I don't think.
I reckon
maybe.
I reckon for a statement.
Yeah.
I think he has to start.
Just go and bash him early.
Yeah, yep. I think he has
to
start.
Did he start last week? He started last week against the Chooks. I think he did.
But he came off the bench for the Bronx.
Yes. Yeah. So he's been in and out. But I think this is the biggest. This is their biggest game this year, obviously. And I think he needs to. I think he needs to start to put a dent in that Penrith side and put some of those younger boys, younger New Zealand boys, who probably are taking his position in their place. And that's if I was him, I'd be. If I was Craig Bellamy, I'd be giving Nelson that challenge.
Yeah,
that's what I'd be doing.
On Saturday, we are up here to Brisbane for what promises to be. Yeah, I'm looking at your laugh now. You're absolutely right. Promises
are you going to the game, Liam?
Nah, I'm not. I'm a bit weird. The big games I like to watch at home because people annoy me.
I mean, it's a great sport to watch on television, isn't it? Unlike AFL. Yes. You have to be at the ground for AFL.
I'm not missing this one. I've been to the last couple of prelims that we've had. The last one in 2015, and it was electric.
Yeah.
It was amazing. And I won't be with the punters, unfortunately, because it's so hard to get a ticket.
Yeah.
Like, it was so hard, and, I got a baby on the way, so I just can't be spending that type of money. Yeah, I'll be in a box, boys.
Well, I'm 63 gamer, Gerald. Yeah, the other half there, mate.
I'll be in a box, boys.
Try scoring machine.
I can't wait for this.
Seen my card.
can I have that?
No, I don't know where it is. I sold it.
You've turned it over. You bought it for $3.
I just cannot wait to experience the atmosphere at this game, honestly. Mm. We've all been to Suncorp a lot of times, and if there is a club, an away club, whose supporters are going to turn out in droves, it is the Wars, isn't it?
They just have to come from the Gold Coast. Like,
Minutes
up the road. Logan
as well, not too far away. But you know what, I'll say this. How many Warriors fans are coming out of the bushes? All of them. Like, you got to remember, you got to support your team when they're down, guys. They don't just come out of the woodworks.
How's rugby league writers Jason taking to the Wires being in a prelim, Oscar?
Yeah, he's frothing there. Chewing at the bit. He hasn't been able to write about them this year and sing their praises because he's been
working for the New South Wales Cup side.
So, he's very excited. I think they're a red hot crack. A red hot chance, sorry. I was talking to Jarrell downstairs that if I was a Broncos fan, I wouldn't be confident. I think they deserve to be favourites, but I think this one's going to be bloody close.
Yeah, I got a bit of mail for start of the year. You'll like this. This was said by someone pretty influential in the game. I project them to finish mid ladder. Probably not even. And if you're an optimistic punter, creep into the top eight just.
Who's this? The Warriors?
No, this is the Broncos.
Oh, the Broncos.
Talk about the Warriors. They finished. I don't care about you, Broncos.
Yeah. Well, and then the eighth immortal has come out and said they can beat them. The Warriors can shot Brisbane in their own place and to make it in the grand final. Don't worry about that. I've planted a few seeds with a couple of my mates at
the
Broncos.
Yeah.
I've been keeping receipts all year. Good. And I've been sending off to a lot of the young boys.
Yeah.
So I can tell you that they're loving these headlines. And I can tell you what, on Saturday night, I love the Warriors, but I think they're in big trouble.
Do you?
Yeah.
So you think it's going to be a pumping, do you?
I think it's been a pumping. I just think they're going to get humbled a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think the Warriors are playing great footy, but I think the Broncos, these young kids.
Look at this little smile on your face.
Table's lifted.
I've just been talking to a lot of them, and they've been keeping their receipts. So it's nice to see. And Did hear a pretty cool stat last week. 14 of the 17 players out of that beat the Melbourne Storm are academy players out of the Brisbane Broncos.
Wow. There you go.
So
that's cool.
That's just a testament to sort of where the club is at the moment and how we've grown them. And there's still a couple of players that are playing over the weekend that have left our club and are playing in other prelims and other games and teams as well. So we're in a pretty good place as a club.
There's a lot in this one on both sides, isn't there? The way that the Warriors have captured the New Zealand fan base is unlike anything.
Not even just the New Zealand fan base.
Well, everyone else as well, all the neutrals.
No, it is.
Yeah.
Do you reckon it's, obviously the All Blacks aren't going that cracking.
Well, that could be a thing. Kiwis are pretty similar to Aussies in our sport, aren't we?
Yeah.
You jump off when you go to the fans. Find something else to go.
I will say that we haven't had the All Blacks not play as well as they have been in so many years.
Yeah, the door's open for the Wires here, isn't it?
The Wires have just gone.
Taken it.
Yeah. We'll take it and run me back. Oh, yeah, yeah, I might jump over.
Yeah. Well, shout out to our friends at the New Zealand Tab. You would have seen this one, Liam. I'm not sure if you blokes saw this, but they had an activation, best activation I've ever seen in a park or a square in Auckland
last week.
Free Warriors tattoos. So they were inviting Warriors fans to shove their arm or leg through a hole, not have a say in what they were getting, and they'd pay for a Warriors.
You know what? I've shoved my arm, I didn't get a tattoo. I know a few people have shoved their things in a hole as well.
Cable helps. Yeah,
oh, you'd want to mention the name.
Oh, no. Oh, I love you.
Dearie me. All right, so all of that considered then, what's our grand final next week? Who versus who?
Oh, I'm sticking with my guns. I just think two best teams that have been playing all year are Penrith and the Broncos.
Yeah, I agree.
I just think that's where it is at.
Hard to disagree with that.
Look, I'm probably the same as I was with the Roosters Storm game last week. I think the Broncos should win, but I certainly will not be surprised if the Wires sneak home.
Yeah, well, I think it's going to be Penrith Broncos. Mm. The Warriors are the closest to them. And great segue, I think the three best coaches this year, Jarrell, have been Kevvy Walters, Ivan Cleary, and Andrew Webster. Yeah. Who do you think the best coach this year has been, Oscar?
Yeah, probably one of those three. I think Bellamy is worth a shout as well.
Yeah, yeah, and you know what? I think the reason probably why we didn't say Craig is because he's been every year.
He's been in the conversation. A bit of an unforgotten hero
and
this year.
You know what? We won't take that away from him. He still is an amazing coach. Mm. You don't become an amazing coach and not get another side to a prelim.
Yeah, like just the players that he has overseen retirement and to still maintain the level of success that the Melbourne Storm have had, like without Cam Smith, without Cooper Cronk, without Billy
Slater. Their culture down there must be amazing.
All the Bromwich boys are gone. Kafusi's gone. Pappenhausen hasn't been there all year. Like they still are in a preliminary final. Yeah. So I think Bellamy deserves a shout, but I'm with Webby, Andrew Webster.
Who do you reckon, Liam?
It's going to sound biased, but I'm going to say Kevvy, and I think it's been a 3-year project for him, taking that Broncos side from Spooners up to milliseconds away from minor prems. I think it's been Kevvy for the last 3 years.
Yeah, okay, that's fair enough.
Yeah,
that's why I thought Cleary, honestly, over such a long period of time, three grand finals in a row, looking down the barrel of a third consecutive premiership is just, you can't argue with it.
You can't. Like, his credentials are amazing, and I think he gets overlooked a little bit because of how good they are.
It's expected now.
Yeah, it's expected by them. You know, if they fall off next year, we're probably like, oh, he's probably going to get the arse.
Yeah, but
that's not the case. He's right up there.
And he's seen a lot of good players go as well.
Exactly.
We spoke
about that on Unpopular Opinions.
You'll make Kurt Capewell go on.
Yeah. All right. Looking forward to the prelims and the grand final. NRLW regular season is now over.
Done and dusted.
Oscar,
yes.
Four clubs remain. It is the Roosters, the Knights, the Broncos, and the Titans.
Yes.
Now we'll look ahead to those games, but season-wide, what impressed you this year?
A lot of things impressed me.
Do you know what impressed all of us?
Yeah, yeah.
The number of green flags that you have put in the NRL
money.
Absolutely incredible. We stopped again to talk about that today, didn't we?
Have you been banned for putting bets on the NRLW yet?
No, not yet.
It's incredible.
Hopefully not yet.
We'll keep following him,
Punters. He's beating the system very well.
Yeah, I've never seen anyone figure out a game like you and the NRLW, honestly.
He's a freak.
Thank you.
Talk to us about what you liked this season.
I think there were some concerns around bringing in an extra four teams being too quick.
Yep.
I think the talent pool is there. I think some teams like the Parramatta Eels and the North Queensland Cowboys probably didn't have the deepest squads out of the 10 teams this year, and I think the ladder position reflects that. But, you know, that's taking into account injuries and suspensions as well. The Eels lost their three best players for 50% or more of the season.
Yeah.
North Queensland lost Shania Power and Autumn Rain, Summers Daly, who are two of their more experienced players as well. I know it's a hell of a name.
That is a ripper name.
That's a rugby league name.
Autumn Rain,
Summers Daly. So, yeah, look, I think overall there are some clubs that would be disappointed with how they fared. But as a fan, I think every single game was entertaining. There were a few blowouts in that last weekend because there were a few teams whose seasons were over and finals out of reach. But yeah, overall, the quality was really, really high. Another massive leap from where it was last year. And yeah, I think the four teams remaining are the deserving teams.
I was thinking about the girl. Oh, sorry.
I bet you were.
Well,
yeah.
Think about my wife.
Go on.
Dog one bone, baby. I was thinking about the girls' game and, you know, obviously how far it's come because of the professional outfit they've been put in now. You know, we were watching girls come straight from junior rugby league and come straight into it, didn't have that guidance.
Yep.
But, the level we're seeing now is second to none, and it's just going to get better and better and better. And it's nice to be able to attach players and coaches that have been past players to be able to teach, you know, these young ladies who are taking the game by storm and laying a platform for the next generation. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, some good coaching this year.
It is. It's been amazing coaching.
That's important. And you're seeing, like you said, girls coming out of the BMD Premiership or the Harvey Norman New South Wales competition and, yeah, doing a job and developing. So,
yeah,
we got four teams left, the Broncos versus the Knights and then the Titans v. the Roosters. I wrote in the blog, which will be coming out on Wednesday this week, that I think the Roosters might not actually be too upset with the fact that they lost to Newcastle 2 weeks ago.
Okay.
They missed out on the minor premiership, but it means they versus the Titans in week one rather than the Broncos. The
and
Titans.
That's a severe difference, is it?
Not a severe difference. The Titans' attack has improved over the last 3 weeks. They were, for most of the season, the third best defensive team in the comp, and their attack was pretty poor. They've moved Lauren Brown, who started at hooker, into the halfback position. And since they've done that, they've averaged about 24 points per game, which was up from 13 or 12 points per game. So the Titans are improving, but I think the way the Broncos have finished the season, they were poor to start the year.
Yeah.
They've really figured things out. Brigham Shaw has been one of the better players.
They've had a few good ins too to come back as well.
Yeah. Yep. Julia Robinson's come back and made a big difference.
She's a gun.
Mate, she's so good. Yeah. Like she's probably the best winger in the game.
I didn't
right
think
now
that a winger could change a game so much, but she, the way she carries the ball, the way she returns it, defensively, she makes great decisions.
And then who plays inside her?
Mele Hufanga.
Machine.
Yeah. So I wrote in the blog, they didn't use her in the first 2 weeks of the season, and it was frustrating because she had this, like, she's the most destructive ball carrier in the comp.
How do you tackle her?
I wrote in the blog, she's a cheat code. Like, you put her one-on-one, she's going to friggin' score every single time.
Yeah.
And you know what? I think the girls, you know, the dropping under, you know, is really becoming something in the game now.
Chapman scored a hat-trick with it.
Exactly, like it's developing, where a lot of that never was really happening.
Yep.
It was sort of just direct, everything. Yeah, but now they're starting to understand.
They're starting to figure things out. Like, okay, I've got a player at left centre. I want to get her at the four-in defender here. What shape do I need to use to do that?
It's awesome. It's cool to see unfold. Like, it's actually really cool to see developing and changing tactics. It's like, wow, it's moving so much faster than I think we could have ever thought.
Yep.
And the game's going to be so much better again next year.
Yeah, so I'll just quickly preview the two games next week. So Bronx v. the Knights. I think for the Broncos, they've figured out, like I just mentioned, if Brigachaw can get them to certain areas on the park, open up that left edge for Gail Broughton, who's playing at 5'8", and her combination with Mele Hufanga and now Julia Robinson, that's the key for the Broncos. If they can get set up around the post and shift to Mele, they're probably going to score. I don't think the Knights are going to make it easy for them. I am tipping Newcastle 1-12 in this game. The Knights are a really resilient team. They had a couple of errors in their game to start the year, but they've tidied them up. They've got a really good forward pack, strong back five. They've learnt that if they can stay in the grind, I think I mentioned last week, Tamika Upton will win them games from there.
Yeah.
They just need to do 50% of the work, and she's good enough to turn field position into points.
Is Jessie Southwell playing? Because she went off injured last week.
Yeah, I think she's playing, yeah.
Okay.
I think it was just a cork.
Yeah,
so
okay.
I mean, we'll see. Team list will come out after we've recorded this. But, she's doing a good job. I think her edge comes up against Mele Hufanga, who is not great defensively.
Oh, no.
Yeah. She's very big. She's not very quick laterally. And she's prone to a poor read. So I think the Knights are going to try and send a lot of traffic her way. And I've tipped Sheridan Gallagher, who's the Newcastle right winger, to score in that game.
They were quite woeful in the first half against the Tigers last week. So you must be buoyed by how good they were in coming out, resetting, and really putting them to the sword late last week.
So. Yeah, they had everything going. They were shit in that game, that first
they
half.
Were absolutely horrific in the first half. Honestly, I thought my Tigers were going to get up for an upset.
And still haven't wore your jersey.
And
your Tigers.
I'm on too, so.
Your Tigers were very good in that first half.
Yeah.
And I think it is a credit to particularly the pack and to Jessie with her kicking game, their ability to absorb that pressure and turn the game around. So, yeah, I think the Knights are on their way to a grand final. And in the second game, the Chooks up against the Titans. I've spoken about the Roosters this year. Their ill discipline has been their biggest opposition. When they hold the ball and complete their sets, no other team in the NRL looks close to going with them. Like, the Knights can go with them for a bit, but if the Chooks don't make any errors and give away, I think they give away 5.5 penalties a game, which is the third most in the comp. It's too much. So if they can kick to the corners, build pressure, stay in the grind, I think Taryn Aiken's got enough in her on that left edge to score. The Titans' right edge is a little leaky. And Aiken with a pass, a kick or a run. Her combination with Isabel Kelly has been great to watch this year. For the Titans, I think their middle forward rotation has probably been what's keeping them in games this year. Yeah. Shannon Marto, Jessica Elliston, and Georgia Hale, who has made 402 tackles for three misses this season.
So we're still on the three misses.
Three misses.
Well, atoned for that one miss the week prior. Yeah. Terrific.
Her dad works at the Warriors, and Jason told him to spray her for missing tackles.
Good gear.
So yeah, their forwards, particularly those middle three, they are probably the three, probably the best starting middle trio in the competition.
Mm, yeah.
They win the ruck, they earn plenty of field position, and then Lauren Brown's learned how to bring Jamie Chapman into the game. So I think that's the key for them, but I think the Chooks will come away with it in that one.
You're in the wrong job, Brother Fox, if you're looking for an NRLW analyst.
Yeah. Call me.
We're looking at the best of them right here. Okay, so all in all, that's going to be a Knights-Roosters grand final.
I believe so. Yes.
They were, okay, this is another one to your credit. The beginning of the season, you said, I reckon it's going to be Knights versus Roosters, and the value is Titans. The Titans, who are also in the preliminary finals. Wow. Congratulations.
You can't be wrong.
Yeah.
Sure.
You can't be wrong. Well,
but let's stop talking now before I say some shit.
You are so impressive, Oscar. All right, prelims. 2 weeks left. Yep. Have you got a story for
us? I do, and I think this is going to be the last one of the year because I think next year, obviously the big one.
Next week.
Next week is going to be grand final, so you know we're not going to worry about funny. We're going to worry about serious.
No fun next week.
So this one,
we're giving out awards and we're planning Mad Monday.
Yeah, exactly. And this one is another Mad Monday.
Terrific.
This one was probably one of the craziest Mad Mondays I've been at. It's one of the. I can't say whose house it was at, but I'm sure you'll get inklings of when I start talking about
this. I love playing these guessing games.
His name is Bee Hunt.
No.
It's obvious Ben
H. There's a few times we get taken to people's houses, and that's just to be tucked away.
Yeah.
This one was, you know, at someone's home, and this one person had a lot of memorabilia, very silly to have around, obviously, players. Mm.
Was it a player or a coach?
Anyway,
you could just imagine how crazy this Mad Monday was, because this was on a Monday afternoon, about 12 o'clock.
Nice.
Very, very lovely place we're staying at.
Yeah.
Pool, everything going, bar inside and everything like that. The reason why I bring this one up is because grand final is next week, and there was a fair bit of grand final memorabilia hanging around. And there was a few crazy things going on at this time. Yeah. There was one group of boys that were, you know, just keeping to himself. Another group of boys who I would call the arsonists, who like to set.
We've
already had one of them. So this particular group just loved playing with fire. At one stage, the deck of this house was on fire. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
They made the fire on the deck, thinking it was a great idea. Yeah. Wooden deck, nice. Obviously. Yeah. silly boys. But the reason why I brought up this story is because we were sort of all gathering around playing darts, playing pool, and we noticed that one of the boys had boots on, old school boots, like the metal tag. Remember the metal tags you could screw in the boots?
Yeah.
And then take them out, and if you want to put mould ones in, you can put those ones in.
Bring them back.
So there was I do actually know who it was, but I can't say. It was on tiled floors, just going like ice skating around someone's beautiful house, right?
Yeah, okay.
And all the boys, we weren't even thinking anything of it. You know, we were just, you know, just thinking, oh, that's funny, that's funny. Until the owner of their house comes over and looks at some of the memorabilia and goes, who has my Shane Webke 2006 grand final boots on? Someone had the boots on, was skating around.
Oh my God. Had they been like mounted in a box
or
something?
No, they were just in like a glass box. And
yep, okay, so yes.
They figured out how to get them out. And let me tell you.
Oh my God.
Let me tell you this. It was one of the worst situations ever to be in, because you could drop a pin and you could hear it. And well, we didn't stick around that much longer at that place. We all got kicked out very, very fast. Loose Mad Monday, and that was one to remember for.
That is an outstanding way to go out. And punters, if you can figure out who owns Shane Webke's boots from 2006, there you go.
It's time for Fogg's Fast Five.
All right, guys, I tell you what else I've been looking forward to since he came back from his honeymoon is the weekly Fast Five, because they've been excellent. There's only two left, so don't let us down.
Yeah, don't stuff it up.
Got to bust my ass here. Look, boys, because it's Bronx v. Wires on Saturday night, I'm officially off the Broncos. Oh, the Wires bandwagon.
Shit. Oh, no, no. How'd you fudge that up?
No, I don't know.
But
I'm off the Wires bandwagon. It's been a great ride, but it's officially time to give it a rest.
Okay, all right.
As a parting gift to the Wires, though, I thought I'd dedicate my Fast Five to them this week. So here's my thank you letter to the Warriors.
Oh, beautiful.
Dear Warriors, thank you for the Up the Wires movement this year. I had Fins Up as the greatest NRL slogan ever early in the year, but Up the Wires has come in clutch, I think.
It's really flown home with a wet sail, hasn't it?
It really has. Yeah. So thank you for that. Thank you for your service during COVID. You kept the league running, and by finishing second last, you also gave a lot of teams a much-needed tune-up game. Thank you very much for that. Thank you for pushing rugby union closer and closer towards extinction.
That is a big one.
It wasn't going to be easy turning New Zealand off their elitist private schools game, but
you've done it.
You've bloody almost done it.
Yeah.
Thank you for Reece Walsh. Thanks for holding on to him while we cleared up some cap space and then gave him back to us just as he hit his stride. I can't wait to see him score two tries on Saturday night against you boys. And lastly, I want to thank you for an easy fixture before the grand final.
Cursed himself.
No, please don't do this.
Playing you guys will basically be a second week off for the Bronx. I reckon the boys will appreciate a tune-up game before taking on a real side like the Storm of the Panthers.
Richard, clip it.
Thank you, Warriors.
That's coming out next week.
I think that is going to be you. So you, Lee,
it's on me. I'll wear it.
Kempy cursed the Broncos a year ago, and now you've done it this time.
No. Oh, fudge my life.
With all the stats, trends, and betting you need to know, this is The Offload.
Don't argue.
Yep. So last week we shouted out a ladies player, and we're going to do it again with Julie Robinson this week. Nice.
Hattie
against the Dragons was paying $31.
Yeah. Oh, she wasn't.
Did you find that?
Oh. No, I had her for any time, but
yeah,
not the
hatchery.
That's all right. So three punters found it, only three, the biggest being $20 into... You boys right over there?
Yeah.
I'm just still getting over that 30. Yeah. If that was in the men's game, that would be $13 or $14.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah,
there you go. Okay. There's the value in NRLW, isn't it? Yep. And you find it every week. Apart from that, keep going.
Punters pals. So mentioned these guys last week. I think it's worth repeating them again because they're actually playing. So Selwyn Cobbo has scored at least one try in 8 of his last 10 appearances at Suncorp. Reece Walsh has scored a try in each of his last 3 appearances. And Liam Martin has scored a try in each of Penrith's last 4 matches.
Wow. He'd be paid a bit too, wouldn't he?
Yeah, Liam Martin in that one.
Have you got any tips for this week?
I do, and they kind of back up what we've already said earlier. So in the Panthers v Storm game, Melbourne has failed to cover the line in each of its last 4 finals games. Penrith has won each of its last 4 finals matches by a margin of 13+.
Wow.
And each of Melbourne's last 6 prelim finals have gone under the total match points line. So the line for the Storm is 13.5. So I've taken Penrith 13+ and under 39.5 points at $4.
Yeah, nice. Okay.
Not bad at
all. Good value.
What about the other game?
Broncos, Warriors. So the underdog has covered the line in each of the last 8 matches between Brisbane and New Zealand. 4 of the last 6 matches between Brisbane and New Zealand have been decided by a margin of 6 points or less. And each of the last 4 matches between the two sides at Suncorp have gone under the total match points line. So the line set at 10.5 at the time of recording. So I've taken Bronx 1-12 and under 42.5 points at $4.02.
Yep, like that. What about if you're not first, you're last?
Yeah, so we've got a couple of men and women here. Tyron Wishart from the Melbourne Storm, $23.
Well done.
Ellie Williamson from the Dragons, $41. And Kira Dibb from the Cows at $41 as well.
Cracking try, Kira Dibb, too.
I reckon I want 50-1 for Tyron Wishart, honestly. Hospital passes, the massive bets that didn't quite get up.
Yeah, finals footy's attracting some big bets. So I've got some clackers here. So 20K on the Knights women to cover, 10K on the Storm -5.5. And that Sam Walker field goal saw them not cover by half a point.
But also, them going over like a minute in, I thought this is going to be an absolute shellacking, and it was not.
Not to be. We had two massive bets on the Knights to cover. We had $40,000 and also $60,000.
Oh, my God. Put your money away,
they lost by 30 for those that
that was.
Don't remember.
Not even close. Now, we always get around these ones, the incorrect groundings.
This one's massive, but it's very specific. So it's four legs, $1 into what could have been
$14,000.
Oh. So I'll start. So it was Warriors head-to-head, Dallin Watenis-Lesniak, anytime try scorer, Greg Marzu, anytime try scorer.
All of that very credible.
But he's pulled it out and flopped it on the table, and he's taken neither team to score 10 points. So there's only those two try scorers.
Oh, my
God. Okay, well, that's
so that's why that's you get stupid. These just, $14,000 quote.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, ridiculous. I just wanted to laugh at him, honestly.
Oh, dearie me. All right, give us an update on the futures market. It's only four teams left.
Yeah, only four teams left. So Penrith were $2.10 last week. They're now into $1.90. Brisbane have held steady at $2.50. The Storm have also held steady at $11. And the Warriors have come in from $15 into $12.
The fact that Melbourne are paying less than the Warriors right now just goes to show how disconnected Australian media and the punting community is with Warriors.
Yeah.
They're a better team than the Storm right now.
True. All right, finally, don't tell the misso. Rev us up with some big bets that got up.
It's all about Oscar this week. Oscar had five.
We've already given him the rev up. Next.
Five anytime try scorers in the NRLW over the weekend. Outstanding. He just keeps, and there was a few result markets as well that were very, very good for us. And he also found Adam Fanua-Blake and Dylan Walker at $4.50 and $5 for anytime try scorers. I didn't get near one. But we don't need to because Oscar's picked up my slack.
No, more than fair. Now, after being very, very quiet for the first half hour, Liam, I've really enjoyed the last 10 minutes with you.
Thanks, boys.
The Neds NRL Punting Podcast Multi.
All right, boys, I think I need to be just completely down in the dirt and honest with you. We have been appalling at finding a multi this year. We nailed week one. We got a $14 pop at, I don't know, round 12, round 13. That put us ahead again. Haven't gone near one since. Granted, there has been a number that have fallen over by one leg, but the amount that we rev up Oscar for the green ticks he's getting in the groups, Gerald's found like Ben Hunt anytime try scorer. And we just can't put one together. What is going on?
And Melbourne got off to a fast start.
Yeah.
Great start. I thought that was my thought process. I knew they were going to have to come out hard.
Yeah.
That was my thought
process. When they went over immediately, I thought, this is on for sure.
Yeah, man. I was, weird shit with
myself. When James Tedesco flew down the right edge and had Jackson Bolo open at the line, I thought, we're in here too.
Yeah.
Teddy stepped back in field.
Yeah. Anyway, just to review.
Love you, Teddy.
The bad thing, I think, is last year we got, five or six home draws? Something like that. We ended up with about a 20-unit profit for the season.
Yep.
So we're down about 9 units, I think
still on the ground
now,
over the last 2 years.
The problem is the number. The AFL show has got 3 home this year. Yeah. We've only gotten 2 home.
Still
and there's no hiding from that.
Yeah.
Yeah, world's worst punter as well. He's actually got something over us.
Lucky we don't care, otherwise that might actually
happen. No, don't care at all.
Well, we've just spent 5 minutes making excuses. Let's quickly roll off the legs that probably aren't going to get up this week. But, Oscar, kick us off.
I've taken Stephen Crichton any time for the Panthers. I'm assuming he's on the right edge this time, given Luke Garner played on the left edge last week, and they've also got Peachy, who's played there at times this year. I just think the Panthers are going to go right in this one and get at Trent Loiero and Justin Olam.
Do you reckon there'll ever be a market for way of try? Like
a kick pass?
Kick pass, block, intercept. That'd be pretty
cool. It's not a bad idea, actually, is it? I don't know if
it's exotic.
It'd be pretty cool.
Prices.
Yeah.
Anyway,
we'll ask the bookies about
it. I love that.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah.
Yes.
I think about it all the time. I'm like, that would be
paying
a bit, yeah.
Now, we're in the same boat we've been in the last couple of weeks. We're recording on a Tuesday, so the team lists aren't out yet. Typically, we get about $2.30 for Stephen Crichton.
Yeah,
I would assume looking about that. I'm staying the same.
Yeah, that's right. We've been burned before.
We have been burned before. I'm staying the same game as you, Oscar. I tend to agree. I was thinking about this. Then I had a read of your preview, and it really revved me up again. I think the Panthers are going to run away with this one, honestly. I think the Storm might have played their final last week.
Yeah, yeah. Mm.
And I think that even though the Storm are good, I think there's still a bit of a class difference between these two. Panthers 13 plus for me. $1.87. I thought that was a pretty good
value.
Decent,
yep. Yeah.
Jarrell.
Yeah, I've just stuck with what I know, and I've gone anytime try scorer Selwyn Cobbo.
Yeah.
He's a try scoring machine, and I think it's a big game, and I think they'll exploit that side of the field a lot.
Same.
And yeah, he'll get over.
He's typically $1.90 even money sort of anytime try scorer. Again, that price will be out Wednesday morning. Liam, bring us home.
Yeah, the stat about the underdog covering the line in each of the last eight matches between Brisbane and New Zealand is
hard
really stuck with me. And given the line is 10.5 points, I've taken the Warriors to cover.
Was it 10.5?
Yeah.
So I
think it's going to be Bronx 1-12, but taking the Warriors to cover to get both sort of results.
No, we understand.
Having just said
I've got to say my ass here.
A real easy tune up for the grand final.
it should be 13 plus, but anyway.
All right, let's recap those. Oscar, you are going Stephen Crichton, anytime try scorer for the Panthers. I'm taking the Panthers 13 plus. That's $1.87. That leg, Jarrell, Selwyn Cobbo.
Yep.
Anytime try scorer Liam, Waz to cover 10.5 points as outsiders. That's $1.90. Not sure what we'll get for that, but as soon as it's built.
You're pretty good, actually.
Yeah, you're pretty close.
Last week
I said 22 and it was 33.
$36 or something, wasn't it?
Wow.
Absolutely.
It'll be around $20.
Okay. Do you reckon?
Yeah, okay. Maybe just under 20.
Do we get our, does that cover us?
That will cover us. Yeah. I would assume that we're probably going to have
a great ticks, baby.
We get a third season if we get it.
Let's go.
That's what is required at this point. Yeah, okay.
We were just taking short and everything's taking short next week.
From Wednesday, punters,
score
that will be
5 points.
Available on the Neds app at neds.com.au under NRL round specials. And Liam, where are you going to put it?
I'm going to throw it in open groups where we've built a fair following, Oscar and I.
Yes, sir.
Good on you.
He is.
For the second last time this season, it is time for our final thoughts, and we're going to kick off with you, JYY.
Yeah, I mean, it's what a year it's been. I mean, unfortunately for the Roosters and the Knights had to bow out, but it's going to be another weekend of great footy. I will say this. I'm going to miss footy rugby league.
I know.
Like, we're getting closer and closer to the season ending, and it's just like, I'm going to miss it again. I know we've got, obviously, the Pacific games to look forward to
That's
as well.
Good.
But, yeah, just week in and week out of, you know, great rugby league this week. I'm really going to miss it. And we've only got one more week of it after this week.
We say this every year, but it really does feel like it's flown by this year, isn't it?
It does.
Is it because we meet up with like-minded blokes every week and just have a laugh?
I'll say this. I've got a child. I've got one on the way. This is my favourite part of my week.
This is it. Yeah.
And I've got a kid and a kid on the way. So, you know, you must feel privileged, boys.
Say hello, Oscar. Give us a bottle of water.
Stop giggling.
Trying to get my
heart out. Sweet spot. I don't have a final thought related to the NRL or the NRLW, but I will say, shit shirts next week for Mad Monday podcast.
Oh, yeah, not a bad idea.
Something foolish.
Yeah. Okay. But what do we cover as shit shirts? So like, what's the just
everything I wear?
So you shit. Say you guys just come normal?
Yeah. Next week, Oscar's not going to get Gabby to pick out the shirt for him.
Yeah. That's a good bird.
Oh, very good, Liam.
I wanted to tell you boys just how big the podcast is getting. I played cricket again over the weekend.
Oh no way!
No way!
We've come.
Were you spotted by a fan?
I've walked out to bat, and the whole team's called me Ned. And
That was
their way of sledging us.
We made it.
You know, the NRL punting podcast is making some serious waves in sub districts cricket.
Good. I think I grew up with a few of those blokes that you played against.
Yeah, they're all wankers.
On brand.
I can say that wholeheartedly.
It's the best.
All right, really like that. What are we calling it? They're all wankers. Can't do that. What are we calling this?
I don't know.
Oh no.
Stolen boots.
Yeah. Okay, in relation to what?
Okay.
Pays to listen, eh?
Yeah. Just name the player right now. Okay, thanks for listening to Stolen Boots, punters. Like that, second last time this year. Enjoy the prelims, NRL and NRLW. If you're having a bet, always remember to gamble responsibly.
Thanks for listening to the Neds NRL Punting Podcast. Remember to like, subscribe, and leave us a review wherever you get your podcasts.
What are you really gambling with? For free and confidential support, visit gamblinghelponline.org.au.